This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sports. I'm Bruce Morton. Baseball. Lots of quality matchups on Wednesday, two of them in New York. Wednesday night in the Bronx, the Yankees had little trouble with the Guardians. Correspondent Tom Merriam files this report.
The Yankees now have the best record in the American League after an 8-1 victory over the Guardians. Juan Soto and Aaron Judge once again powered the win, driving in all eight runs. Soto drove in five with a two-run homer in the first to make it 2-0 New York, his 36th round-tripper of the season, a career high, and a three-run double in the fourth that ballooned the lead to 7-0. Judge homered twice to account for the other three Yankee runs, a two-run blast in the third and a solo shot in the seventh. He now has a major league leading 47 homers and 117 RBIs on the season.
Oh, it's huge, especially after the tough back-and-forth extra inning lost. It was great. You know, Soto gets it going there in the first inning to give Nestor a nice, comfortable two-run lead.
Nestor Cortez, meanwhile, shut out Cleveland on three hits in seven innings to earn his seventh win of the year.
Hours earlier in Queens, the Mets walked off the Orioles 4-3. The difference was Jesse Winker's pinch-hit homer.
I saw it go over the fence, and I blacked out. off the bat, like, I knew I hit it hard, and then I saw it go over, and I was just happy.
Another big interleague contest had Minnesota at San Diego. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
Matt Wallner's three-run homer highlighted a seven-run fourth inning as the Twins beat the Padres 11-4. With the win, Minnesota snapped a three-game skid and avoided a sweep in San Diego. Twins starter Simeon Woods Richardson was helped by his team's 18-hit attack and won his second straight start.
We had a 10-run lead. Trying to get our team back in the dugout. I mean, we have a 10-run lead, pitch like it, you know? Not trying to do too much of that case, just trying to fill up the strike zone, throw as many strikes as I could.
The 23-year-old right-hander allowed a run on three hits with seven strikeouts and two walks in five innings. Jackson Merrill and Donovan Solano homered, and Matt Waldron took the loss for the Padres. San Diego lost for just the seventh time in 29 games.
In a matchup of the top two teams in the National League East, the Phillies had just enough to beat the Braves. Correspondent Jim Hart has details.
The Phillies scratched across a run in the eighth to break a 2-2 tie and even the three-game series against the Braves with a 3-2 decision. Weston Wilson doubled to lead off the eighth, advanced to third on Bryson Stott's deep out to center, then scored the winning run on Brandon Marsh's pinch-hit sacrifice fly. Phillies first baseman Bryce Harper liked the old-time baseball.
That's what we got to do to win games like that. Got to play baseball. Situational stuff like that. I mean, getting them over, getting them in, letting our bullpen close it out. Thought Nolas threw the crap out of it today. So just a really good hard-fought win right there. It's a good team.
Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner each had an RBI in the sixth to tie the game. Orlando Arcia had a two-run homer in the fourth, but it wasn't enough as the Phillies extended their lead in the NL East to seven games.
In other NL action, the Diamondbacks outscored the Marlins 10-8, the Nationals pounded the Rockies 6-1, and the Cardinals rallied past the Brewers 10-6. A crowded interleague card had the Rangers walking off the Pirates 1-0. The White Sox won at San Francisco 6-2. The Reds beat Toronto 11-7. The Tigers routed the Cubs 8-2. And the National League West leader hosted a team trying to stay in the AL West race. AP correspondent Dave Ferry, how did things go in Los Angeles?
Bruce, the Dodgers completed a three-game sweep and added a game to their NL West lead by thrashing the Mariners 8-4. LA broke it open with a five-run fifth, highlighted by Max Muncy's three-run double. Mookie Betts put the Dodgers ahead for good with a two-run double in the third. Another good outing by Jack Flaherty as he held Seattle to one earned run over 5 2/3. Loser Logan Gilbert was tagged for eight runs over 4 2/3. LA leads this division by four games over Arizona and San Diego. The M's are five games in back of the Astros in the AL West.
Rounding up the American League play, the Red Sox beat the Astros 4-1. The Royals blanked the Angels 3-0, and the Rays beat the A's 4-2. Back with football and basketball after this. Pro football, he's a rookie, and as of Wednesday, Bo Nix is the starting quarterback for the Broncos. The last Denver rookie to earn such high early praise was John Elway. Nix has shown he is cool and calm on the field and cool and calm behind the mic.
As a room, we've been working hard and, you know, putting a lot of good things on film, putting a lot of good things, you know, on the practice field. And so to get that news is definitely a great thing.
Pro basketball, a multi-talented NBA great has passed on. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Al Attles, a Hall of Famer who coached the 1975 NBA champion Warriors and spent more than six decades with the organization as a player, general manager, and most recently team ambassador, has died. He was 87. The Warriors announced that Attles had died in his East Bay home on Tuesday, surrounded by family. Nicknamed the Destroyer for his physical style of play, the Warriors were his love and his only team after they selected him in the fifth round of the 1960 draft. Attles was one of the NBA's first black head coaches.
Two games on Wednesday in the WNBA. In a battle of titans, Minnesota won at Las Vegas 98-87, and Atlanta defeated Phoenix 72-63. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.